Тексты к заданиям по аудированию. Тест 1.
My own country, Russia.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных A, B, C и D. Определите, где происходит каждый из этих диалогов. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Dialogue A. Can I open the window? It's very stuffy in here.
Really? I'm quite cold.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Could I sit here by the window? I love looking at the countryside while traveling.
All right, I can sit here by the aisle. Is it your first time you visit the north of England?
Yes, actually. I enjoy traveling. I'm from Russia. Oh, look. The train isn't going fast. I can see some ancient buildings. They're just amazing. Do you happen to know the name of that place?
Yes, it's York, one of the medieval English towns. We're going to make a stop there. Dialogue B. Excuse me, I need some information.
Sure, what is it?
Do you know where the bus stop is?
The bus stop is down the street.
I'm new to the area. Could you show me exactly where?
Sure. Just go down 2 blocks, and it's on your right.
I've got 2 pounds in change. Will that be enough for the bus fare?
Yes. 2 pounds is more than enough to get you to your destination.
Dialogue C. Excuse me. Can you tell me which platform the train to Manchester leaves from?
It's platform 2.
Is it on this side?
No, it's the last platform. It's over there.
Could you help me with the luggage, please? It's very heavy.
Of course, but I must deliver this parcel first. Would you mind waiting a moment?
No, not at all.
All right, follow me.
Thank you very much indeed. Dialogue D.
Good morning. Can I help you?
We are interested in a holiday in Wales. We'd like to travel around and see a lot of countryside. We'd also like to do quite a bit of walking.
That's fine. I can give you information on the types of places you can stay and help you book rooms in advance.
We'd love to spend a few days in the mountains. Are there any places to stay there?
Yes. There are small hostels and camping sites. They're very simple. Just provide a place to sleep. I'll show you some brochures.
Thanks very much. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. Can I open the window? It's very stuffy in here.
Really? I'm quite cold.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Could I sit here by the window? I love looking at the countryside while traveling.
All right, I can sit here by the aisle. Is it your first time you visit the north of England?
Yes. Actually, I enjoy travelling. I'm from Russia. Oh, look, the train isn't going fast. I can see some ancient buildings. They're just amazing. Do you happen to know the name of that place?
Yes, it's York, one of the medieval English towns. We're going to make a stop there. Dialogue B. Excuse me, I need some information.
Sure, what is it?
Do you know where the bus stop is?
The bus stop is down the street.
I'm new to the area. Could you show me exactly where?
Sure. Just go down 2 blocks, and it's on your right.
I've got £2 in change. Will that be enough for the bus fare?
Yes. £2 is more than enough to get you to your destination.
Dialogue C. Excuse me, can you tell me which platform the train to Manchester leaves from?
It's platform 2.
Is it on this side?
No, it's the last platform. It's over there.
Could you help me with the luggage, please? It's very heavy.
Of course, but I must deliver this parcel first. Would you mind waiting a moment?
No, not at all.
All right, follow me.
Thank you very much indeed. Dialogue D.
Good morning. Can I help you?
We are interested in a holiday in Wales. We'd like to travel around and see a lot of countryside. We'd also like to do quite a bit of walking.
That's fine. I can give you information on the types of places you can stay and help you book rooms in advance.
We'd love to spend a few days in the mountains. Are there any places to stay there?
Yes. There are small hostels and camping sites. They are very simple. Just provide a place to sleep. I'll show you some brochures.
Thanks very much. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «A» и «I» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. We offer yoga retreats and spa breaks around the world, as well as courses on aromatherapy and massage. We can cater for the client who wants to be pampered on a luxurious health farm, or the client who wants a more active holiday combining classes and workshops with sightseeing. My agency sends clients on a great variety of holidays. And what our agency focuses on is relaxation and well-being. Speaker B.
What I mean by real travel experience is actually plunging yourself in the culture, living and breathing it. I met incredible students from different countries. I became really interested in the new culture because of all these friends that I'd made. I continued my studies at high school and lived in the host family for 4 months. Actually, they took me in and I became one of them. I had an opportunity to travel within the country and to nearby islands with my host family. I'm happy to become part of this exciting world.
Speaker C. When you get on a bus, you don't join a queue to pay the driver. Instead, you pay while you're traveling. Until you get used to it, the method of buying a ticket seems extraordinary. If you're near the front of the bus, you might be able to hand your money to the driver yourself. If not, you pass your money to the person next to you, and they will pass it on from person to person until it reaches the driver. If you require any change, your fellow passengers will pass it back to you. It took me a while to feel comfortable with this system. Speaker D.
Firstly, I had to pass a swim test and complete a lifeguard training course, and then my work started. I enjoyed it greatly. It made me appreciate the value of hard work away from home. I really enjoyed the freedom and independence, learning to take care of myself. When I travelled round the country, I was thrilled by the Grand Canyon and Los Angeles mountain climbing. The view was amazing. It was unforgettable.
Speaker E.
This may seem cool, but can also cause great problems. The increase in comfort means an increase in price. I don't think that airline companies need to go this far and charge this much for a flight. People have been flying the same way for many years and were able to get off the plane safely. The idea of a lie-flat bed on a plane is not only unnecessary, but quite dangerous. I recommend that people find an airline that fits their comfort level and their budget.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A. We offer yoga retreats and spa breaks around the world, as well as courses on aromatherapy and massage. We can cater for the client who wants to be pampered on a luxurious health farm, or the client who wants a more active holiday combining classes and workshops with sightseeing. My agency sends clients on a great variety of holidays. And what our agency focuses on is relaxation and well-being. Speaker B.
What I mean by real travel experience is actually plunging yourself in the culture, living and breathing it. I met incredible students from different countries. I became really interested in the new culture because of all these friends that I'd made. I continued my studies at high school and lived in the host family for 4 months. Actually, they took me in, and I became one of them. I had an opportunity to travel within the country and to nearby islands with my host family. I'm happy to become part of this exciting world.
Speaker C. When you get on a bus, you don't join a queue to pay the driver. Instead, you pay while you're traveling. Until you get used to it, the method of buying a ticket seems extraordinary. If you're near the front of the bus, you might be able to hand your money to the driver yourself. If not, you pass your money to the person next to you, and they will pass it on from person to person until it reaches the driver. If you require any change, your fellow passengers will pass it back to you. It took me a while to feel comfortable with this system. Speaker D.
Firstly, I had to pass a swim test and complete a lifeguard training course, and then my work started. I enjoyed it greatly. It made me appreciate the value of hard work away from home. I really enjoyed the freedom and independence, learning to take care of myself. When I travelled round the country, I was thrilled by the Grand Canyon and Los Angeles mountain climbing. The view was amazing. It was unforgettable.
Speaker E.
This may seem cool, but can also cause great problems. The increase in comfort means an increase in price. I don't think that airline companies need to go this far and charge this much for a flight. people have been flying the same way for many years and were able to get off the plane safely. The idea of a lie-flat bed on a plane is not only unnecessary, but quite dangerous. I recommend that people find an airline that fits their comfort level and their budget.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, it's nice to see you, Jason.
Nice to see you, too.
Haven't seen you for quite a long time. Where have you been all this time?
Oh, I've been traveling.
Great. I remember you were always keen on adventures and challenging activities. Where were you this time, I wonder?
Yes, I've got something interesting to tell you about. In June this year, I did a detour to South Africa while going home from a couple of months' work in Nairobi. I went to Johannesburg and Cape Town. I was amazed how developed South Africa was compared to Kenya. It was wonderful to stroll the streets on Cape Town after dark. Walking outside after dark had been impossible or not advisable in Nairobi.
What is your favorite means of transportation during traveling?
I love traveling by ground. Train is my favorite. I enjoy getting the feeling of how far you've traveled by actually seeing the changing landscape you travel through.
What was your funniest or strangest travel experience?
Probably the trips I've done over the African countryside while working. Cars and buses that break down in the middle of nowhere, never knowing how the day and night will end. Will you live to see the sunrise?
Yes, that's really weird. When traveling, what do you prefer, hotel or guest house?
I love cheap, luxury hotels, but at the same time I enjoy simple camping with a tent. The things in between don't attract me.
What are your favorite travel books and travel websites or blogs?
My iPhone and a local SIM card. Even in the countryside of Africa, there's a good signal almost everywhere nowadays.
When a person travels, he gets acquainted with such various traditions and plenty of different people. Does this information make an impact on you? Do you become another person because of traveling?
No, I always have had a borderless feeling. You can go anywhere and live everywhere, as long as you're willing to be open, adapt, and are interested in other cultures.
I see that you have had a hectic life of traveling. Would you like to spend simple city weekends in Europe, maybe Berlin? Do you have a travel-related wish to fulfill in the future?
Now I'm aiming for some special experience. Of course, all countries have something special, otherwise you don't want to go there. But next time, I'd like to take the Trans-Siberian Railway.
You don't say so. It's very far and complicated. Oh, you lead such an interesting life. I really wish I went somewhere in the nearest time. But do you have any tips for starting travelers?
Travel light.
That's useful advice. I'll keep it in mind. Thanks. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the text again. Hi, it's nice to see you, Jason.
Nice to see you, too.
Haven't seen you for quite a long time. Where have you been all this time?
Oh, I've been traveling.
Great. I remember you were always keen on adventures and challenging activities. Where were you this time, I wonder?
Yes, I've got something interesting to tell you about. In June this year, I did a detour to South Africa while going home from a couple of months' work in Nairobi. I went to Johannesburg and Cape Town. I was amazed how developed South Africa was compared to Kenya. It was wonderful to stroll the streets on Cape Town after dark. Walking outside after dark had been impossible or not advisable in Nairobi.
What is your favorite means of transportation during traveling?
I love traveling by ground. Train is my favorite. I enjoy getting the feeling of how far you've traveled by actually seeing the changing landscape you travel through.
What was your funniest or strangest travel experience?
Probably the trips I've done over the African countryside while working. Cars and buses that break down in the middle of nowhere, never knowing how the day and night will end. Will you live to see the sunrise?
Yes, that's really weird. When traveling, what do you prefer, hotel or guest house?
I love cheap, luxury hotels, but at the same time I enjoy simple camping with a tent. The things in between don't attract me.
What are your favorite travel books and travel websites or blogs?
My iPhone and a local SIM card. Even in the countryside of Africa, there's a good signal almost everywhere nowadays.
When a person travels, he gets acquainted with such various traditions and plenty of different people. Does this information make an impact on you? Do you become another person because of traveling?
No, I always have had a borderless feeling. You can go anywhere and live everywhere, as long as you're willing to be open, adapt, and are interested in other cultures.
I see that you have had a hectic life of traveling. Would you like to spend simple city weekends in Europe, maybe Berlin? Do you have a travel-related wish to fulfill in the future?
Now I'm aiming for some special experience. Of course, all countries have something special, otherwise you don't want to go there. But next time, I'd like to take the Trans-Siberian Railway.
You don't say so. It's very far and complicated. Oh, you lead such an interesting life. I really wish I went somewhere in the nearest time. But do you have any tips for starting travelers?
Travel light.
That's useful advice. I'll keep it in mind. Thanks. This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.